Week 5 of the 89th General Assembly has come to a close. We could be near the halfway point of this year's legislative session, but what do lawmakers have to show for more than a month's worth of work? Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business recently caught up with House Speaker Davy Carter to find out.
We've debated guns. We've debated abortions. You've had a super project kind of surprise you in this legislative session. This was all how you had it shaped up according to plan, right? How's this session going?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I'm very pleased with the membership and particularly the decorum and the way that we've gone from day one to now, and I think we've addressed some complicated issues, some emotional issues, some of those that you've mentioned, and we've gotten through that. And so I'm pleased. I'm ready to start focusing in more on the super project and trying to tackle the Medicaid question, and then I'm of course the budget and trying to figure out some ways to cut taxes and put some more money back into the taxpayers' pockets.
Well, let's talk about the super project. Where you are at that phase in the process right now is you're pretty close to asking for a request for proposal for you guys to do your independent analysis. Kind of bring me up to speed on where you're at this point.
Sure. You know, as you know, we have 20 days from which the time that Grant Tenniel's office delivers us the Amendment 82 package. We are down to the wire on that. That we thought we may get it today. It looks like maybe the first part of next week. But once that happens, we're going to send that out for a bid, and we will get an independent third-party company to perform a review and analysis of the Amendment 82 economic report that Grant has done. That will take up to 20 days, and we will get that back. We'll distribute that to the membership, and all of the members will have time to do their own due diligence. And ultimately, there will be a bill, just as it, like any other bill, that will be filed and work its way through the committee system in both chambers and ultimately for a floor vote.
Do you think that you guys will ask for the same type of information, the same type of criteria that Grant's agency has provided in their analysis, or do you have some other questions that you want to see asked in the independent analysis that you guys are proposing?
I think for the most part we'll have very similar objectives and what we're looking for on data-wise. You know, at the end of the day, we just have to make sure that this is a good investment for the taxpayers of Arkansas, and there are a lot of things that go into that. But you know, I'm confident that Grant and his office has done a good job. They've been working on this for a long time. DFNA, they've done a lot of due diligence on it. The governor's very supportive. So when we get it back, you know, I suspect that we'll have some. You have enough data to make a good decision that's good for the taxpayers. I'm pretty optimistic about it at this point.
Tell me, what do you think the mood of the General Assembly is right now? I've described it to some as kind of optimistic but cautious. They want to do this due diligence on it. But kind of philosophically, if you guys do not buy into this super project, it could kill a deal for potential future economic projects to come. Is that pressure out there on you guys?
I think from a practical standpoint that there needs to be some glaring red flags for us to not do it, because I think you're exactly right. The voters, the people in the state of Arkansas have approved this method of financing projects from the state with Amendment 82, and then subsequently with another vote under Amendment 90. And I don't remember the exact percentages there, but I think it passed over 60% of the vote. I think that most of us feel at the General Assembly that we're doing what the people wanted us to do, or they would never pass that amendment. So unless there's some red flag out there, I think there's probably going to be a lot of support to pass it. There's a lot of excitement about having some job growth and something new going on in the Delta and in Northeast Arkansas. So I sense a lot of support for it, and I suspect unless there's some glaring issues out there we don't know about, that it'll work its way through the system.
Now, Nucor has put up some, raised some concerns about the project. They obviously would be in somewhat competition, maybe a lot of competition, with this new steel mill project up there. What are some of the concerns concerns that they've raised, and are those concerns for you?
Well, first of all, Nucor is a great corporate citizen of state, and you know, I know I and others very much appreciate all that they do currently and all that they've done in the past going forward. I've visited with some of the members of Nucor, or some of the representatives, and you know, I told them, you know, their concerns won't go unnoticed, and you know, their concerns are obvious, you know, with competition and jobs and the limited job supply and a lot of other things. But we're going to consider that, you know, but you know, that's not the only things that will be considered. We certainly have to look at some of the positive things that could come out of this with the new investment in that part of the state, and 500 plus jobs. You know, it's awfully hard to turn that down again, unless there's some red flags out there that we don't know about yet.
Let's shift our attention and talk about Medicaid, obviously another dominant debate that has been going on more behind the scenes than out front, I would say, at the session so far.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about the conversations that you guys are having privately. I know you're not going to reveal all the details there, but I mean, tell me where you think some of the concerns are and what maybe some of the general attitudes are out there right now on the Medicaid potential for expansion, shoring up the existing program.
Right. There's been a lot of effort on the existing, looking at the existing program first. I'll talk about that, you know, briefly. So Representative Westerman, Senator Sanders, and a lot of others, they've spent a lot of effort, a lot of time and effort on looking at how the existing program works and how we can do things better. So I would expect to see some legislation coming out from those guys and some others to address, you know, the current system, you know, and how we can do things better.
Give me some examples of what they may propose or what you think may be proposed.
I think, you know, we're looking at eligibility procedures, you know, just for one example, you know, some of the inner workings of the department generally with the audit unit that they have internally, just some system, some structural things that could be looked at. You know, they would be better to give you the details on that, but those are two examples, and I know they've got some other ideas as well. You know, beyond the current system, you know, expansion is a whole nother animal, and I think the one consensus that all of us have that have been working on this very hard is there's not a magic answer. There are still a lot of moving parts from coming out of Washington, D.C. I think everybody that's in this dialogue will recognize that. And I think the upshot is that, you know, the Obama administration is still scrambling a little bit on trying to figure out how to deal with a situation that resulted from the Supreme Court's decision on, you know, what I call a carve-out provision on the opting, giving the states the right to opt in or opt out. So you see in the news where other states are taking some sort of expansion deal, and others are looking at other deals, and you know, it seems we're not choosing, you know, from, you know, apples and oranges. There's some gray there. We're trying to determine exactly what's good for Arkansas and just what's available. What are our options, and how do we take that and tailor something that's good for the state?
I argue that you guys can walk and chew gum at the same time. You can fix the existing Medicaid program and still look at some of the areas of potential expansion. You agree with that?
I absolutely agree. And from what I know now, you know, you go through this whole dialogue we have had on the Affordable Health Care Act, you know, and if you look at it, if I look at it from, you know, a big picture standpoint, I mean, it's awfully hard to see how this works long term for the country. I mean, I'm absolutely convinced that, you know, the federal government, you know, cannot afford to do this in the long run. But when you look at it from a state perspective, and you look at the information that we have currently, you know, it does seem to make some economic sense. Again, I'm talking about only Arkansas, for, you know, the first handful of years, you know, but beyond that, it certainly becomes more difficult to reach that conclusion. You know, we are, if we go all in, we're obligating the state long term for a significant amount of money, and we're dealing inherently with pro formas and projections and big numbers, and that's what has, you know, me and some other members concerned. It's years, you know, years 5, 6, 7, 8 beyond, you know, where it starts to get concerning.
We've seen some Republican governors and some Republican controlled legislatures in other states actually take this expansion concept and basically say, we'll put a poison pill in there, and when the federal money runs out, the deals off. You think that that is something that you guys are exploring?
I think that's a good idea. I don't know that that solves all the problem. Even under the current pay rates, without the Fed's changing anything, you know, we're still debating the numbers that we have. It's still going to cost a significant amount of Arkansas taxpayer dollars that are out of our own treasury, even under the current system. So I think that sort of thinking is very good, but you maybe can take that a step or two further in some other triggering mechanisms.
All right, got about 30 seconds left here. Real quick, we've had some moves in the governor's race this past week. We've seen Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar bow out, endorse Asa Hutchinson, Sheffield Nelson maybe playing with some stuff. Everybody keeps throwing your name out there in the mix. Where are you today?
Yeah, I've got my hands full, and you know, I really feel like I'm at a crossroads in life, Roby, and with this, the way that the speaker's race played out, and career, and my age, and all these other things going on, I'm just going to reevaluate everything, once the session's over, and go from there.
Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked with Speaker of the House Davy Carter at the end of the legislative business last week. You can hear more at talkbusiness.net.
Support for talkbusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at mitchellwilliamslaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com and the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.
On Talk of the Nation, we like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation, clear, straight, open, from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.